Message number 921. So many have forgotten me and in many instances take me for granted. Tuesday, September 24, 2013 at 18:00. My dearly beloved daughter, how lonely I feel when so many, including those loyal to my holy word, spend so little of their time in my company. How I yearn for their attention even just for one moment in the day. So many have forgotten me and in many instances take me for granted. Don't you know that by just speaking with me for only a short time that I will pour my graces over you? Those who comfort me by talking with me, in whatever way is easiest for them, gain an inner peace which cannot be found elsewhere in the world. In your pursuit of pleasure, comforts and titillation, your bursts of satisfaction are short-lived. Nothing, including the greatest worldly treasures, will fulfill you. It is because of me, my great mercy, that you have been granted the greatest treasure, the gift of a life filled with great glory, wonderful surroundings, a perfect beautiful body, and the ability to feel a permanent love which will overwhelm you but will bring you immense happiness. This is eternal life, and the time for me to bring you over into my new kingdom on earth is close. When you speak with me and ask me to prepare you for this great day, you will be ready, but it takes time to make the changes which are required of you for the great day of the Lord. Like a bride and groom, you must have everything in place before the day of the great blessing. You must prepare your family, your friends, your relatives well in advance. Then on the day when I come to witness this glorious transition, you must be prepared in both body and soul so that you are made worthy to enter the new paradise. For each day you spend busy with the needs of others, you must save at least 10 minutes of that day atoning for your sins. This is very important, for I love you and welcome you. To communicate with me properly, you must always come before me first as a humble servant. When you kneel before me or simply communicate with me in your heart, always begin by saying, "Jesus, forgive me, for I have sinned." After this, you will feel my presence and I will live within your soul. The more often you turn to me, the closer you will become. Soon I will be like a friend you cannot live without. Then you will turn to me for every little thing and I will be there. I will always ensure that those of you who spend time in my company will be given great favors, and my blessings will produce calmness of soul and peace of mind. Remember that I respond instantly to those who seek me out. Your Jesus.